Wendy, what were your initial ideas for the types of projects you wanted to work on, and how did they evolve?
I did have a lot of different ideas about how to respond to this show. I thought a lot about the people who would have come out west and why they might have left their homes back east in the first place. We know L.A. Yount was from rural New York State. It made me wonder, you know, how bad things were for someone to be willing to do this really arduous journey and just start somewhere new and leave people and things behind. So that concept, and then the concept of the people coming here and seeing the land is empty and seeing the prairie is empty and projecting their own ideas onto it. I learned that by the time they first cut the prairie grass for hay for the miners' livestock, it was only 30 years before there was like a full-fledged agricultural fair. They were able to turn the land into an agrarian society so quickly and so purposefully.
What's meaningful to you about that line of thought?
I guess I was interested in L.A. Yount's interior life. And so what would enable a person to work that hard and own a mill, and how she must have been a strong person to leave what she knew and then to be able to sort of live her vision. But of course, all we have are really fragments of stories. And my work that I'm doing right now for the show is a lot of drawing on fabric. I saw a picture in a book I have of Women of the West where the pioneers stopped on their wagon train to have a picnic and took a photograph of themselves, and they had a tablecloth spread out on a table. And just that idea of bringing their own civilization, or what they thought of as civilization, to this new place, and how insistent they were on that and how important it was. I think I'm trying to sort of construct this figure that might have incorporated a lot of strength and vulnerability at the same time.
Something that's been really fun and interesting for me sharing this space with you in the studio is to hear your thoughts and see the process that you've gone through to arrive at this work that you're going to make. And then I'm also thinking of another thing that you said kind of jokingly a few weeks ago, is that you never have the problem of not enough work. You are more likely to have a problem of too much work, or lots to show. And I loved that. That's super inspiring to me. Would you say a little bit more about your process and your quantity and how all of that flows for you?
Well, I think that my ideas happen as I'm making things. So I think I need to be making things to have the ideas. And I feel like the concept is very important with this show, maybe more than with my other work. My work in my studio is a lot about nature being animated and sort of imaginary connections between humans and animals. And for a while, I tried to think of L.A. Yount in that way, too. Yeah, so it's the editing, I guess, that's the challenge for me.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I was thinking when you said, when I was saying that I had too much work, like, it's the stepping back and looking at what I have and then making decisions about what's really working or not working. That's more challenging for me.
How do you even know if something's working or not?
It is so hard. I think, well, formally, there's a question of if something's working or not. Like, I think that is just a really hard question. it's the same with speaking. Maybe when you have an idea and you're trying to articulate it, you know when you've been able to say what you mean. And it's the same with art. If something works, it's because it says what I wanted it to say. Although, because it's not words, it's harder to clarify.
Do you know what you want this work to say?
I want it to speak to the strength of this person. And I want it to be formally interesting. It's going to include fabric and stitching. And I hope that that can speak to the aspect of the domestic work. And I hope it says something about feminism and an imagination as well.
I'm wondering what you meant in particular with hoping to express imagination. Imagination of this time period, of Ella Yount, of something else?
I'm hoping that there is like a hook or something that someone's imagination could fasten on. I want the work to be able to draw someone in because it catches their imagination in some way, like a participatory thing. But I think it's so cool that we get to use our imagination and our perspectives and our experiences from living in Boulder in 2023 to imagine something else.
How does what you're making relate to the title Precious Substance?
Well, I think I'm still finding that out. But I want it to be relevant in some way. And then it would be precious. Like, precious substance would be something historical that still has relevance for us. Like if we look at an old photo, or that can still make us feel something, even though it's old. Something precious, I think, would come through time. I guess we're all trying to figure that out. Maybe we won't know until all the work is done. Like, oh, this was the precious substance. That was, yeah.